Yeah, my mom is amazing with that, and that's why she always, she even told me, my sister, when we were younger, she's like, look, if you really have the power and the will to sacrifice a lot in your life, sure, have them, be my guest, enjoy them. But if you think you can't, and if any doubt, if you have any doubt, that's already a no. Doubt is a big no. And you can tell with a lot of people, if you ask them, like some people who don't have kids, the girls, they go, hey, do you want children? And you can see their face, like straight away, they go, I don't know, maybe, I guess so, yeah. And the minute they start with the, I don't know, and then maybe, and then I guess yes, that's already like a sign where, are you sure you really want them? Like, do you want to make that choice right now? Like, it's just, yeah, doubt is the one thing. For me, if I doubt something, it's always a no. I always know that it's a no. It's never a yes.
Welcome to We Are Child Free, a podcast that celebrates child-free lives. I'm your host, Zoe, and each episode I'll speak with another incredible guest about their decision not to have children and what it's meant for their life. People wonder what child-free women do with our spare time. For journalist Sarah Trebaro, a better question would be, what doesn't she do? Sarah loves to travel and has lived in a bunch of different places. Born in Kuwait to a Romanian mum and Lebanese dad, she has since made her home in England, Spain, and now the Netherlands. Her father put little Sarah in the gym at age 9, and she's kept active doing rugby, martial arts, weightlifting, and CrossFit. Having trained as an architect, Sarah's now switched careers to journalism, driven by a desire to tackle sensitive subjects and speak the truth. So we had a lot to talk about. Sarah attributes her energy to her ADHD diagnosis, and she's aware that she couldn't have done half the things she has if she had children to look after. We get into different cultures' expectations for women, accepting that you'll never fit in, and what it's like to have a super supportive mother who tells you things like, if you have any doubts, that's really a no. This was such a fun chat. Enjoy my conversation with Sarah Trebaro, who starts by telling me just how young she was when she knew she didn't want children.
At the age of 12.
Okay, so it was that early, yes.
Yeah.
So can you remember the moment?
Yeah, I can. Actually, I remember it was really funny, actually. I believe it was an English class or, I don't know, math class, one of those two. And a couple of like my friends, girls, were talking about how they can't wait to have babies and be pregnant. So I was just standing there staring at them going, what is going on? You know, I don't even think about that in any way or form. And I realized since then, I don't really want that at all. I just can't picture myself. They all have maternal instincts. And at such a young age, obviously hitting puberty, and in the Middle East, that's where I was brought up. The ladies there, the girls, basically start puberty between ages 9 and 12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
So
so
early.
very early. It's because of the atmosphere. It's a really hot country. It's a desert. So, you know, like the hormones actually start up early. And I was a late bloomer, pretty much. I was always late with everything. I was just like at the age of 13. I'm like, oh, yeah, finally puberty. And yeah, everything has been late for me in any way or form. So, yeah.
So when you kind of made that realization, then did you tell people that you
Oh
didn't want
yeah.
kids? Yeah.
Oh yeah. And they just thought I was this obnoxious teenager who didn't know what she was talking about, pretty much.
Yeah, I guess because, yeah, people don't think that maybe kids can, you know, have such a, well, make such a strong decision. But I really, you know, the more women I talk to, there's actually a huge amount of women who know from an early age. And I think I kind of always felt similar to you. Like I never ever thought about wanting kids or like I could see them in my life ever. Whereas you kind of notice when other people are talking about their dream life, you know, with 5 kids and all of that. So did you then tell it to your family as well? How did they kind of take this news?
I told them and they just said, oh, you're going to grow up and you're going to think differently. But then around the age of 18, 19, my mom kind of looked at me and said, yeah, you're not changing your mind, are you? I'm like, no, it's not happening. And yeah, since then she goes, you know what, we'll do whatever makes you happy, pretty much. So yeah, and now I'm 35, so She's like, still? I'm like, yeah, still. She just likes to joke around and tease me about it, you know?
Still thinking the same way, yeah.
Yeah. I'm also quite stubborn as well, and I don't like putting other people's ideas into my head. So right. I can ponder about it. I can think about it. And I've had moments where I thought I wanted it, but it wasn't me who was wanting it. It was the people around me wanting it. So they started almost placing their dreams and their like visions into my brain. And that's when I was freaking out. I'm like, yeah, this is not right. It doesn't feel right.
Yes. So who were those people then?
Past relationships.
Okay. So then, yeah, this is, you know, I guess something that every person kind of decides. Do they tell the person that they're dating immediately, or, you know, do you kind of wait and see how it develops? But were you kind of not so telling that person immediately, I definitely don't want kids, or is it something that it changed over time?
Oh, it's something I say straight away from the first time I meet them, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to waste my time or waste their time.
But did they still try and make you change?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They tried and it never worked. And yeah, I guess the only time when I had a moment where I'm like, I really want this, blah, 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 I'll do it for you. And that's when I realized, yeah, I just said I'll do it for you and not thinking about, do I really want this myself?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And so are you in a relationship now?
I am, actually.
Okay, and this person also, it doesn't want children, or he does? Or
it's more like, well, not he doesn't want it or anything. It's more about the fact that as long as he's happy and I'm happy, and he doesn't want to impose anything like on it, you know, on the idea or anything. So it's like, yeah, we'll see what happens kind of thing. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, what happens is it's not going to happen. He's okay with it. He's fine with it.
Well, that's cool. That's great. Yeah. I mean, because that's the thing, like when a relationship has like one person who wants it, one person who doesn't, I just don't know whether can they really be happy, you know, when you have a kid, when one of you doesn't want it. I just don't think that is possible, right?
Yeah, I don't believe it can happen, to be fairly honest. I mean, you can't change someone's mind sometimes. And even if you have it, I don't think the person is going to be super happy with their decision because deep in their heart, they really didn't want it.
No, and especially the woman who doesn't want it. I mean,
that's the worst. I know someone who actually says, if I ever had to do this again, I won't. And she has two kids.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think like it should be completely fine to be honest, right?
Yeah.
Because,
you
know, if we are secretive about the reality of having kids, then it just means that more women go into it and maybe regret that decision. So like, I'm really happy that there are women out there who can be honest, you know, and help other women make that decision for themselves.
Yeah.
So has she faced any backlash with that kind of being that open, or is she only telling you as a close friend?
I think she only tells me as a close friend. She's actually my yoga teacher when I did yoga, and I had a really good connection with her. At the moment, I don't do yoga anymore, but when I do bump into her, we talk and everything, so it's really nice. But yeah, she doesn't tell anyone else, I think. She's not like, she lives in a society where I guess saying that is not the nicest thing to do. You know, but she loves her kids. She adores her kids. But she says like, yeah, I just wanted to travel more with my life. I think I had kids too young and it's so much responsibility that I don't know if I really wanted from the start.
And I mean, that's the thing with you and your life without kids. I mean, you love traveling and you can and have traveled the world pretty much. I mean, this is like one of those amazing, you know, positives of not having kids. You don't have that responsibility. So obviously that has impacted your life greatly, right?
And
I mean, living in all of these different places, have you noticed how different countries treat women who don't want kids?
It's pretty much the same, to be fairly honest. I mean, you get those people who judge you straight away. In the Middle East, they judge you a lot. I mean, over there, having a family, being a woman and having kids is super important. It's part of the culture. And at the moment in Romania, it's also quite similar, but the women don't want kids anymore. And the government is actually giving them extra money to pop out children because the population is decreasing. And my generation doesn't really want it, or in the younger generation as well. So it's a bit of a problem right there at the moment. a lot of women, this is how I look at it, a lot of women who don't want kids, they have a lot of other visions in their life and goals that they want to accomplish. And they realize that having a child is going to require even extra work on top of that. So they would think, well, do I want to sacrifice that? Do I want to work harder? Or can I just put the effort that I can doing one thing rather than doing too many things? As we multitask for sure. But having a kid is a whole new different level of it, I think.
Oh, yes, yeah. Definitely. I mean, I don't know, you know, if you have friends who have kids. And I mean, when I look at how hard it is sometimes, I feel for them, because I want my friends to be able to do the things that they want to do and do in their jobs and travel and all of this. And then, you know, they have kids and yeah, they love their children, but you see really how hard it is. What about you? Do you have friends?
Mostly all of them, actually, but,
oh, really?
but I don't really talk to them that much. My best friend is in the States and she has a kid. I think it's almost 2 years old now. And okay. She's super happy. She always wanted children. But I don't know if she's the kind of person that's going to really talk about deep in her heart that she's really happy. I'm sure she is. And that kid is adorable. But I don't know deep in her heart what she's really feeling, to be honest. I don't think she's even going to talk about it ever. She comes from a background where her parents are super religious, Muslim as well. So okay. It's like, I don't know if she's that kind of type that will talk about it.
Yeah, there's so much pressure on women who are in these countries or from, you know, being part of religions where, yeah, they have to have kids and love it. And if they said anything negative about it, obviously there would be a huge backlash. I mean, you coming from the Middle East, do you know of women who are so open? Like, I mean, you, I would have imagined, are a rarity to be so open in a country like that about not wanting kids, or do you think your generation is being just more honest about it?
I think my generation is being more honest about it,
right?
In my opinion, and it's also because I come from two different cultural backgrounds, and my parents actually also allowed me to really explore what I want in life and what I want to do. So I'm super grateful that they gave me the opportunity to do that. So I think it's also because I formed my own personality without having anyone have any impact on me and to change or to be different, you know. So I'm very different everywhere I go, to be fairly honest. It's not only the Middle East. I don't really find I can't say I have a home in a sense, because for me everywhere I go turns into a home in a way. But I don't really always fit in completely, and I'm never going to fit in. And I've kind of accepted that. I always have my moments when I have a complete identity crisis of who I am and what I want and everything.
Don't we all?
Yeah, it's just insane. But I've accepted that, and I kind of look at it as part of who I am, and it makes me who I am.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. And you're doing so much as well. So you've just... you're changing your career, you know, you're living in so many different places. I mean, to me that sounds like a much more interesting way of living than being, you know, kind of trapped in a one place, one home, one job. So to me, I see, you know, the positives of not having kids in that you can explore who you are, what you want to do, and you're living that life. So why journalism then? Why the you know, you were wanting to go into this kind of world?
I basically am tired of lies, to be honest. And I don't want to be that journalist that goes after the money all the time. I want to be the journalist that speaks the truth. So I really want to do investigative journalism. And eventually I want to have my own little editorial that kind of tackles topics that people are super scared to talk about openly. So, for example, even having children, not having children, or rape, or war, or things that people have experienced, but they feel judged to talk about. So I want to actually dive into those subjects. And a lot of them are super difficult, but I'm willing to take the plunge, to be honest.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, I mean, that sounds incredible. So then you have, your family has been really supportive, which is great. Do you have any siblings or is it just you?
I do. I have a younger sister, actually. She's 31 years old and she lives in Texas, in Houston, and she's married.
Okay.
But she doesn't want kids either.
It's always interesting, isn't it? Yeah. So does she give the reason about why she doesn't want them?
Yeah, she's a super logical, scientific person. So to her, it's about overpopulation and the future of the child. And she doesn't really want all the responsibility with it as well. I mean, she's good with kids and she doesn't hate them or anything, but she just feels like it's not really the time and generation to have it. And she doesn't think it ever will be.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. My sister, she has a kid and she always wanted them. And I met another woman a couple of weeks ago who, her and her sister don't want kids as well. And it's interesting to me whether it's like, you know, your upbringing that makes you think like this, whether it's your genes or whatever. But I think what I am realizing, and when I'm talking to so many different women, there is no one rule for one woman, you know, it's like,
yeah.
There are so many different ways we are brought up and so many different backgrounds. And, you know, when people talk about child-free women, it's like they just put us into one box, right? It's like we all hate kids or we all just love our jobs. And it's so different to that. We are so varied. So it's always super interesting to me the reasons why women decide not to have kids. Yeah. So your mum, she doesn't kind of pressure you about the grandkids, or is she finally kind of accepting?
No, she always says and jokes around, if you girls ever decide to have kids, don't expect me to take care of them.
Oh no, but that's what you want to, you might change your mind if she's like, I'll do all of the looking after.
Yeah, she doesn't want that. Technically, my mom never wanted kids either, but she had reasons for having them and it makes kind of sense to me. But she didn't like kids and she had to work with them because she's a dentist. And okay. When she was doing her university, she said that she avoided any class that had to do with kids.
Oh my God. Wow. So
yeah.
So then, I mean, how was she as a mom then?
She's amazing.
So that's
awesome. She still is amazing. Yeah, she's fantastic. And she still works with kids because she's actually a dentist for children. Oh, so wow. She has to deal with them every day. And she's like, I still hate them.
Oh, I don't blame her. I think that would be a tough job, definitely.
It is. Yeah, it is.
But I mean, incredible that, yeah, you know, she deals with them. And I mean, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, just because we don't want kids, it doesn't mean we can't interact with children or we can't, we can't, you know, love children, or it's like we don't all just hate kids.
I get anxious around them, to be fairly honest. I get super anxious because I don't know how to deal with them. And they love me. They absolutely adore me. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, how I look at them funny and I start communicating as if I'm having issues. So I'm like, why do you still run to me and hold my hand and hug me? And I just awkwardly sit there and I look at them, you know?
I think it's like, are they like cats, where cats will go to the person who's most like scared of them?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But I think, I mean, yeah, it kind of makes sense to me. It's like, there's like obviously an honesty to children that they just don't know any different. There's no social cues for them. They're just totally being who they are in that moment.
Yeah.
So they're not even sensing that you might be like freaked out or anxious about them.
Yeah, they have no idea. They have no perception of it.
You're just like sweating profusely.
Yeah, pretty much.
So why do you think that is? Is it just because like they are quite loud and quite demanding?
Both, I think.
Yeah.
Even when they're quiet, I still get anxious. I just remember one incident when it was funny and sweet at the same time. I was waiting for my then partner to finish with some hairdressing cuts or something. We were at the hairdresser's for him. And this child came up to me and started giving me like ripped off flowers, like petals.
Okay.
And I just kind of looked at her and I'm like, what does she want? And I just put my hand out and she gave me these flowers. And my partner back then, he was looking at me, smiling and laughing. He's like, communicate. I'm like, what do I say?
It's like, I don't know how to deal with this. This is very random.
It happens all the time. So I tend to avoid them now. If they're in the premises or around me, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to deal with this because I have no choice.
Yes.
But if I have a choice, I will be like, no, this is not happening right now. I'm not dealing with this. Goodbye.
Yeah, you just have to kind of, we've got a dog and kids are always kind of running up to the dog and they're like, can I stroke the dog? And so I feel like I'm very good at handling kids when it comes to like my dog and how to make them interact. And but yeah, when it's a random random kind of thing like that, I wouldn't have a clue either. So then you know, do you know, or do you have any thoughts about why there is a stigma attached to women who don't have children or don't want children?
Yeah, I believe it's, I guess, kind of this vision that everyone has about women and children. They believe that, well, you're here on Earth to have kids. You have the biological, you know, system for mm-hmm. it. So basically, you have to do this. So the minute that they go against it is the minute that it's unnatural. How can you be built with a system in you to pop out a child, but you don't want to? What is wrong with you? You know, like they automatically label it as something's wrong or you're broken. Right. In that sense, that's how I see it.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it's changing at all? Do you think it's getting better, this kind of stigma around women who don't have kids, or not?
It's a 50-50, to be honest. I think it depends where you go, who you talk to, and the environment around the woman in that particular area.
Yeah. And so what about Netherlands? How are they?
It's like I said, a 50-50 even here, because the women do kind of search for the man and then have a kid and have the house. And it's like a very normal thing there to have this kind of process, yeah. You know, marriage, kids, university, whatever. And then there are the other women who actually are completely the opposite, kind of like me, where I want the career and I want to like enjoy my life. And there's also over here is a huge thing where they have a partner, but it's called living together apart. So they're together, but they both have different houses.
No way.
So they visit each other. Yeah, it's something that's in the Netherlands and I believe in England. And I think it's also in Canada. I'm not sure, in the States as well. So it's interesting that there's two different extremes of people over here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to imagine that. I don't know if I lived in another house to my partner. So if I had the kid, would I be, I'd have the child in my home and then my partner would be popping over?
I guess so. Or yeah, it's like, hey, let's go for your house this week and we can have a good time. And it's like, I guess it's a change of environment as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, man. Well, you got to
never get bored.
I guess they've got good salaries there to buy two houses or have two houses. So
yeah, some of them do. Some of them are super lucky. I mean, I have my own place as well. And I go there and I stay with my partner at the same time. Yeah. So, you know, it's for me, it's more about I need a plan B.
Yeah. Yes.
Always have a plan B.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad idea, I don't think. So then because of obviously, you know, Corona, traveling has really been put to a halt. I mean, have you got plans for next year for more travels if you're able to?
Yes, I do, actually. I told myself I want to take 3 months away and go some island or something. I've learned something about myself during the Corona times is I'm a huge hermit. And for a person who's studying journalism and who's a designer, I'm a hermit. I love being alone. I love doing things alone. And I realize this more and more these days. So I'm quite content with what's happening at the moment. I think I look at it in a different way, more in the sense of time to like save some money or not spend the money that I don't have, time to look after myself, find out more about who I am, you know? I mean, I would have never thought I would be great at journalism if I didn't be at home the whole time.
Yes.
And, you know, kind of stuck.
Yes.
It's like, okay, what am I going to do now with my time? I'm going to write. Why not?
That's amazing. I think we have to try and find the positive in this surreal moment in time, right? And being able to focus, you know, on your career or changing things up. I mean, that's another positive. I do feel bad for people who have kids and who are shut in their homes and maybe they're trying to do their job and look after children as well. I can't even imagine how difficult that is. So not having that, it's an amazing positive that you're able to explore, where you want to go in life, which is the best thing ever. Do you have any ideas where you'd go for the 3 months?
Yeah, South America somewhere, I think.
Ooh, nice. Yes, that would be amazing. Good weather, good food.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we've got to keep everything crossed that we can actually get out of, get out of the country and travel more. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
So then tell me, I mean, you've kind of told me about the travel stuff, which is an awesome positive. Is there any other positive to not having children in your life?
Yeah, I guess I can think more about myself. It's a little bit selfish in a way, but I learn more about myself if I'm not thinking about others.
Yeah.
And this, I look at it as a positive because you grow. And I feel like if I was to have a kid, everything will be about them. And I won't be able to find out more about who I am without a child. It's always going to be about the child. And I believe that it can be healthy and unhealthy at the same time.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So that's also a second reason why I'm happy without them, because I can think about who I am, what I want. I wouldn't have been able to think, oh, maybe journalism is my path if I had a kid, because I would have to think about the kid the whole time.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, there's not much time to do anything else when you have a child. You can see that with friends, and, you know, it's a juggling act for sure.
It really is. I wouldn't be able to handle it, to be fairly honest.
Yeah, no. It must be a stressful time for sure.
Yeah.
So is there anything else, you know, that you wanted to talk about that we haven't covered?
Yeah. I think the fact that some women don't have that maternal instinct is also a huge factor that plays.
Yes.
Within the whole choosing. I believe that some women really don't have that feeling, that wanting, that need to have a child. And I think a lot of people don't understand that, in my opinion. When you tell them, I don't have the need, I don't have that ticking clock that everyone talks about, I never had it, and I don't think I'm ever going to have it.
Yeah, I had a friend who was asking me about this project, and she was saying, so, you know, why don't you want children? And it basically came down to, I just never, ever had the desire to want, you know, to want kids in my life. And I could tell she was looking at me like an alien. Like, I think she wanted me to give her some really, you know, big reason, like, I don't know, you know, climate change or overpopulation or whatever. But I think it was so much more confusing, the fact that I just had no desire at all to have children in my life. Which is, I don't really get it. I mean, it's like, well, some women really have that desire, so it makes sense to me. Some women don't have that desire. We're not all the same, you know, we all have completely different DNA. So it makes sense to me that there's a whole spectrum.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I feel like we're in such a privileged space right now. Like, we can decide whether we actually do want this in our life. And I mean, like, your mum, if she could maybe go back again, like, if she could have, maybe she wouldn't have. And my mum is the same. She told me, you know, she loves me and my sister, but, you know, if she could do it again, she's not sure, because it was so much hard work. And I totally appreciate that level of honesty, you know. Did your mum work as well, or was she?
Oh yeah, she worked. She worked and she raised us. She was working in the morning as a dentist. So she would wake up at 6 a.m. and go. She worked at schools. So over there, the system in the Middle East was every school, like the government school, had like a dentist that looks after all the kids' teeth within the school. So every year she would change from school to school to look after the teeth of the kids.
Okay.
So she was there from 6 a.m. until, I believe, 12 p.m. So she was there working hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's it. Like, women who have kids, they are juggling masters, right? I mean, having to do their jobs and look after kids, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom is amazing with that. And that's why she even told me and my sister when we were younger, she's like, look, if you really have the power and the will to sacrifice a lot in your life, sure, have them, be my guest, enjoy them. But if you think you can't, and if you have any doubt, that's already a no. Doubt is a big no.
Absolutely. Yeah, no one who has the doubt in their head should do it, I don't think. It's too big a risk, right? Because then you might feel regret for the decision, and a child might be brought into the world who feels that, you know, who sees that, and that's horrible.
Yeah. And you can tell with a lot of people, if you ask them, like some people who don't have kids, the girls, they go, hey, do you want children? And you can see their face, like, straight away. They go, I don't know, maybe, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess so, yeah. And the minute they start with the I don't know, and then maybe, and then I guess yes, that's already like a sign where, are you sure you really want them? You want to make that choice right now? Like, it's just, doubt is the one thing. For me, if I doubt something, it's always a no.
Yeah.
I always know that it's a no. It's never a yes.
Absolutely.
And I also believe in adoption. So if I ever wake up one day and I go, huh, I want a child, I'll just adopt.
Yes. Yeah, totally. Yes, exactly.
It's like, what's wrong with adoption? Oh, I'm sorry. It's not your skin and bones and blood. Well, that sucks, but it's love. And I think at the end, if you really want something and you want a kid, loving it, whether it's yours or not, is what really matters at the end of the day.
For sure, yeah. But it's this thing, isn't it? People kind of, they need like a little version of themselves, which I never understood that either. And I guess some people, they really just have that drive to, I don't know, leave behind something that's them. And I never, ever cared about anything like that. What about you?
I would be scared if there's another version of myself. I don't know. I don't think I can handle that.
A mini little Sarah running around.
Oh, no. I can barely handle myself. And if there's a mini me running around, that's like, I don't know. It's just chaos.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Better to not do it then. No. Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for this amazing chat.
You're welcome. It's been amazing. Thank you so much for your time as well.
We Are Child Free is hosted by me, Zoe Noble, and produced by James Glazebrook. If you liked this episode, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, as this really helps other people find us. Head to wearechildfree.com to read more stories from incredible child-free women and find out how to share your story with me. Speak soon, lovelies.